This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Two virtuoso jazz musicians, Dave Douglas and Ori Kane, perform songs known for their simplicity on their new album of duets called Present Joys. The album features several hymns from the Sacred Harp Songbook, a collection of songs notated for congregations and other gatherings of people who don't read music. The songs are meant to be sung in harmony, a cappella. This tradition, also known as shape note singing, dates back to the early 1800s. The new album also features several original compositions by Dave Douglas. Kane and Douglas are also known for their versatility, playing jazz that ranges from the avant-garde to music derived from folk traditions. Kane has also reinterpreted the works of several classical composers. He composed a piece for orchestra and gospel choir that was given its world premiere earlier this summer by the Philadelphia Orchestra. Let's start with the opening track of the duet album Present Joys. This is the hymn Soar Away. That's Soar Away from the new Dave Douglas and Ori Kane album, Present Joys. Dave Douglas, Ori Kane, welcome back to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Dave, several of the songs on this album, including the one we just heard, come from the shape note singing tradition. What is that tradition?
It's a collected thousands of songs. Some of them come from folk traditions, and some of them were written along the way and reharmonized. And they were arranged for groups of untrained singers for communal singing. So the reason it's called shape note is that someone devised a system of every note in the scale having a different shape on the staff, so that somebody who didn't necessarily know how to read music could just see the shapes and know which note it would be in the scale.
So do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do each have a different shape.
Like that, yeah.
I see this in a way as a follow-up album to the album that you did right before this, which is called Be Still, that actually featured several hymns on it. And as you say in the liner notes, this is connected to the fact that your mother asked you to perform hymns at her funeral. She died of cancer?
Yes.
And how did it come about that she asked you to play some of those songs?
Well, she fought the battle against cancer for a good number of years. And as anyone who's dealt with that knows, you know, there comes a time where you're in your third, fourth cycle of chemotherapy, and it's very difficult for the family. And we were blessed in a way that she was willing to talk about it. What would happen? What would she want? So I asked her, what would you want at a memorial service for you? And she said, oh, I want a party. Everyone should wear bright colors. And I said, well, what about music? She said, oh, no, don't worry about that. Do whatever you want. And then 2 weeks later, I went to visit her again, and she handed me a handwritten list of the hymns and the verses and everything that she wanted. And that became the basis of the album Be Still, and also sort of a reexamination of that music for me.
Is the song God Be With You one of the songs she asked for?
It is.
Can you talk about that song and what that song meant to you when you performed it at her funeral?
You know, it took me a long time to come to terms with playing these hymns because I knew them from childhood and I wasn't really sure how to integrate them with the band. And so my first stab at it was to take my brass band, Brass Ecstasy, and arrange it for brass. And that's what we played at the funeral. So after that experience, I went back to it and fortuitously met the wonderful singer Aoife O'Donovan right at that time and began talking to her about the hymns and her connection to it. And she sings it much more like folk music. And I felt like bringing her into the band added this life to the songs that enabled me to make these new arrangements. So God Be With You Till We Meet Again became for me, you know, the ultimate goodbye.
To your mother?
From my mom to me and from me to my mom.
Why don't we play that song from your previous album? So this is God Be With You from the Dave Douglas Quintet album, Be Still. Trumpeter Dave Douglas with his quintet from his previous album, Be Still, and his new album is called Present Joys, and it's a series of duets with Dave Douglas and Uri Kane, the pianist and composer who is also with us. Some music is so well suited to funerals or to religious services, and that's in part because some of the music comes out of those things and was designed for those things. But it's like some forms of music almost seem created to put you in touch with reflection, you know, to help you reflect on life and death in a way that can be very, very deep and meaningful. And, Uri, I'm wondering, like, you're Jewish, and I'm wondering if you've found music either in the Jewish tradition or in other religious traditions that do that for you.
Absolutely. Even as a young kid, you know, when I would go to the synagogue and hear the way the cantors would sing on the high holy days, and it sounded like the blues to me. And as I got a little bit older, I would play as part of Christian services and all types of things. And as a musician, you really see you're playing for happy events, really sad events, really emotional events, and the music is the vehicle that the emotion is passed through. And I remember as a young kid just realizing it's not really so much the religion that's happening, it's the music and the way people are getting emotional about the music. And I felt it in myself, so I knew that it had a certain effect.
You played in churches?
I did. You know, I used to play everything from cantatas. One summer, in order to practice the piano at a place where I was playing, I had to be part of the choir in the church and play the organ. Mr. Rogers went to that church. That's the one thing I remember about it. And in a way, I was thinking, you know, is this okay to do this? And then there was always, no, the music is what it is. The music is the important thing.
So let's hear another track from the album of Dave Douglas, Uri Kane duets. And this is the title track from the album, Present Joys. And it's another song that I think comes out of the shape note singing tradition. Dave, would you introduce the song for us and tell us why you selected it for the album?
It does come out of that tradition. And it's an interesting song because it's very upbeat and it's very much about, you know, earthly pleasures, about celebrating what we have here now, which in the Puritan tradition is not often something that you hear expressed.
And musically, what do you like about it?
Well, it's, as you'll hear, you know, very forthright melody, as with many of these songs, a really unusual phrasing structure, just the way the song works, you know. I think if you're singing with a lot of people who are singing it, it seems really obvious. But when you just look at it on its own terms as a musical text, it's just a very, very unusual way of putting together a melody. And then it had this bouncy quality that made me feel like, okay, we're so close to the blues with this thing. Let's figure out how to bring this into our world as jazz musicians and turn it into a conversation, a dialogue maybe between the two worlds. And we go back and forth several times.
Okay, so this is Present Joys, the title track from a new album by trumpeter Dave Douglas and pianist Ori Kane. That's the title track from the new album Present Joys, which features Dave Douglas on trumpet, Ori Kane on piano, and they are both with me. You know, in comparing the tradition of shape note singing and of like Protestant hymns with the gospel tradition, the hymns and the shape note singing, my impression of them is that they're very kind of simple, easy to sing, unembellished styles. You don't expect the hymn to be sung by somebody who's going to be doing a lot of melisma and embellishment and improvisation. Whereas I think in gospel music, it's the other way around. There's a level of like virtuosity that I think is so so much a part of gospel music. I agree.
That could be a good distinction. I think, though, in a lot of gospel music, you sort of have the choir as being taking that role.
The everyman role?
The everyman role, but also singing maybe simpler parts, background parts, and in a way the real call and response that the soloist who is doing all these things is getting energy off of the community, which is represented by the choir and how they're singing. And when that works, it's beautiful, and it's so uplifting. And it's also so free, because even though these forms are, as you're saying, simple, but within them there's so much room for this type of ecstatic communion that it's – and that's what everybody wants. That's the thing that's so great about it, that that's the goal of it. It's to get off that way. And there's not many things that you can say in life, you know, publicly that you can do that, where it's you're seeking this type of group ecstasy, group communion, as a release.
Nicely put. Or you have a new solo piano album, and I'd like to play something from that. I was thinking, well, first of all, the album's called Calathump, a word I've never heard, so I had to look it up.
It's a good word, though.
It's a good word. And you want to say what it means?
It's like a boisterous parade.
Exactly, yeah. And which is interesting for a solo album. So why don't you want to call it that?
I like the sound of the word.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I mean, I've heard that word before, but it...
I had not.
You know, sometimes you keep a list of these words that you want to use and for titles or for names of albums and so.
You had written this down and stored it away for a while?
I have, yeah. I have a list of that.
So there's a piece that you do on here, an original composition called Perving Berlin, which I think relates a little bit to what we've been talking about because it takes something probably part of it is inspired by probably a simple, popular, relatively easy to sing melody, and then you kind of totally weird it out and complicate it.
Yeah, I mean, it's – I guess a lot of the songs on that CD are – coming out of simple sketches, which then need to be amplified. And I guess the challenge on that CD was that I just recorded it with no second takes. It's just from the beginning to the end. So I sort of had a plan to sort of have these different pieces that had different moods. But the compositions were simple because I wanted in a way to try to improvise in different ways on each of the pieces. And I think in that piece, it is that. It's sort of setting up a very simple thing, which then sort of goes off in all these little side areas and then comes back and then keeps on going away and coming back.
When I record anything, and I mean like for our show, if I'm like recording a voice thing, I want to be able to do more takes. And I'm trying to understand why you'd want to limit yourself to one take for everything, knowing that this is a document that's going to last. It's not a performance, you know, in a theater or a club.
I often record that way, too, and I need second takes and third takes. So it's not that I'm against that type of recording, but in this particular piece, what I did was I might have recorded maybe 25 pieces and then chose 11. So that was the way that I was editing myself. It's like, just go through this program and see what you can do. And then later, pick the ones that you like.
So I want to thank you both. And just to sum up where we've been, I've been talking with trumpeter and composer Dave Douglas and pianist and composer Ori Kane. They have a new album of duets, and it's called Present Joys. And Ori has a new solo album that's called Calathump. And this is Ori's composition, Perving Berlin, from Calathump. Coming up, our TV critic David Bianculli reviews the new Cinemax series, The Nick, set in a New York City hospital in the early 1900s. It's directed by Steven Soderbergh. This is Fresh Air.